right now, your body might actually be falling for an incredibly well-funded trick.
Oh, absolutely. It is happening in kitchens everywhere, every single morning.
Yeah, like millions of people wake up, they stumble into their kitchens, and they just swallow a daily vitamin or, some kind of botanical supplement.
Right. And they look at the label and see something like vitamin C or echinacea.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
they feel this really comforting sense of doing the right thing for their health.
Which is a great intention. I mean, people want to be healthy.
But the wild thing is they are completely unaware that they are likely ingesting a single chemically isolated compound.
Yeah, just one single piece of the puzzle.
Right. And it's potentially floating in a petroleum-derived base of all things packed with artificial binders.
And you know the real tragedy of that whole process?
What's that?
The manufacturing facilities making those pills are literally throwing away the ash, the most vital mineral dense part of the living plant, straight into the dumpster.
Straight into the trash, which is just, it's mind-blowing.
It is a massive disconnect. I mean, we have been conditioned to look at a living, breathing biological system like an herb or a plant and basically treat it like an engineered synthetic widget.
Like it's a car part or something.
Exactly. We assume factory perfect uniformity.
Which is exactly why we need to talk about this today. So,
Yeah.
welcome to this deep dive.
We are so glad you're here with us.
We are speaking to you today on behalf of us here at Eternal Wellness. We are a holistic wellness clinic located right in the heart of Inman, South Carolina.
Right here in Inman.
Yeah. And whether you are already a client of ours or you're just curious about what we do, you likely know the heart and soul of our practice is Amber.
Amber is truly the driving force behind everything we do.
She really is. She is our founder and a board-certified nurse coach. So she brings her BSN, her RN, and her NCBC to the table.
All of that clinical expertise, but paired with such a grounded approach.
Exactly.
True.
She has deliberately built this clinic to be a warm and highly personalized space, not a sterile waiting room.
No, not at all. It's supposed to feel safe.
So for the next hour or so, just think of this deep dive like you are pulling up a chair with two friends at the kitchen table.
Grab a cup of tea or some coffee.
Yeah, we are going to pull back the curtain and talk about how the human body actually interacts with the world around it.
And that kitchen table vibe is crucial, honestly, because the topics we are getting into today, they can feel dense if they aren't grounded in reality.
Oh, for sure. It can get really sciencey really fast.
It can. But today's focus is truly the foundation of our entire clinical protocol.
It is the absolute bedrock. So here's the one sentence tease for our conversation today.
Let's hear it.
Today is a behind the scenes look at exactly why the supplements Amber recommends to our clients are completely fundamentally different from what is sitting on the shelf at your typical big box store.
Because, I mean, most people never think to question the physical bottle they are holding.
Right, they just look at the brand or the price.
Exactly. They trust the printed label, but the biological reality inside that bottle tells a completely different story.
So let's anchor this entire conversation around one central idea. If you take away nothing else today, remember this core philosophy.
This is the big one.
Two bottles labeled the exact same aren't really the same supplement.
And that is a tough pill to swallow, pun intended, for a culture that loves standardization.
We love things to be identical.
We really do. But it is the absolute truth of biology.
Because a plant is a living, breathing entity. It is not a machine.
Right.
A plant changes its chemical makeup based on the season it was grown in.
And the soil.
Yeah, it changes based on the microbiome of the soil it's sprouted from. It changes based on the rainfall that year, the amount of UV radiation it absorbed, and like the exact time of the harvest.
Every single harvest is a unique fingerprint.
It is. And we rely on a specific partner called Standard Enzyme Company, or SEC, because they are the only line we use that designs its entire painstaking manufacturing process around that fundamental biological truth.
They build everything around that reality.
And here at Eternal Wellness, we have built our entire clinic protocol around tracking that truth from the soil to the shelf to your hand.
Which completely flies in the face of the modern supplement industry.
Oh, it's the exact opposite of what everyone else is doing.
It really is. I mean, the modern industry demands identical standardized yields. Nature simply does not produce identical standardized yields.
Okay, let me throw an analogy out there to kind of ground this for people.
Okay, I love analogies. Go for it.
Think about buying a tomato. If you go to a massive supermarket chain in the dead of December and buy a tomato that was grown in a hothouse,
Oh, yeah, the ones that are pale and hard.
right, it was picked green and gassed with ethylene just to turn it red.
Yep.
has a little sticker on it that says tomato?
Technically true.
Technically. Now go to a local farmer's market in the middle of July and buy a deeply red heirloom tomato that was grown in rich, composted soil.
Ripened on the vine under the summer sun.
Exactly. That also has a sign next to it that says tomato.
But the nutritional reality, the lycopene content, the enzyme activity, the taste, they are universes apart.
Universes apart. So why do we pretend that botanical supplements, which are derived from these exact same living plants, are somehow immune to this rule?
Well, I mean, we pretend they are immune because acknowledging the difference is incredibly expensive and time-consuming.
It gets into the profit margin.
Exactly. And that brings us directly to the illusion of the supplement aisle.
Oh, man, let's talk about that aisle. Because if you are listening to this, you have absolutely had this experience.
Everyone has been there.
You walk into a massive big box retail store or a chain pharmacy, and you turn down the vitamin aisle.
And it is just a wall of plastic.
It is this overwhelming, monolithic wall of plastic bottles, hundreds of them.
Just staring back at you.
And you are standing there squinting at the fine print, wondering, why is this bottle of Echinacea $5 and this one over on the top shelf is $30?
Right. Like, what is the actual difference?
And why do the health claims on the back contradict each other?
It is a paradox of choice, but it is a manufactured paradox.
What do you mean by manufactured?
Well, the primary reason for that confusion and those massive price discrepancies is the industry standard of production itself.
Okay.
The vast majority of the bottles on that wall are engineered for two primary things: infinite shelf life and maximum profit margin.
Shelf life and margin, not health.
No, they are not engineered for cellular bioavailability in the human body.
So margin over material, that is the philosophy.
Pretty much.
But I want to break down how that actually works scientifically, because, you know, it is easy to just say, oh, big corporations are bad.
Right. And that's not what we're doing here.
No, we are not here to fearmonger or deal in conspiracies. It is just basic economics.
Yeah.
So how does a massive company actually make a bottle of vitamins?
Well, let's look at the mechanics of scale. When a massive corporate conglomerate decides to launch a new herbal supplement, they are looking to press thousands, sometimes millions of pills a day.
Millions a day.
Wow. And to do that, they cannot rely on the chaotic, fluctuating nature of a whole plant.
Because plants are messy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they send the plant to a laboratory, and chemists look for one single bioactive compound, what they deem the active ingredient.
Give me an example of that, just so I could picture it.
Sure. Let's take turmeric.
Okay. Huge supplement right now.
Massive. The turmeric plant is incredibly complex, but the industry isolates curcumin.
Just that one part.
Right. Or take willow bark, where they isolate salicin. They take that one isolated chemical compound and they extract it.
Okay.
But then often to standardize it cheaply, they will actually synthesize a replica of that molecule in a lab.
Wait, so it's not even from the plant anymore?
Often no. And they frequently use a petroleum-based solvent to do it.
Hold on. Petroleum, like derived from oil.
Yes. Many synthetic vitamins and isolated extracts are processed using petrochemicals.
That sounds crazy. Why would they use that?
Because it is incredibly cheap and highly efficient at isolating specific molecular structures.
Okay, so now you have this highly purified single chemical compound.
Right.
But you can't just put a microscopic speck of a chemical into a bottle and sell it. Like, you have to make a physical pill.
Exactly. And a pill needs bulk.
It has to be big enough to pick up and swallow.
It needs bulk, and it needs to run smoothly through industrial pill pressing machines that operate at just lightning speed.
I've seen videos of those machines. They are incredibly fast.
They are. And if the powder is too sticky, it jams the machine.
That makes sense.
So to prevent that, they introduce flow agents, synthetic binders, and cheap fillers.
Things like maltodextrin, right? I see that on labels all the time.
Maltodextrin is a huge one. It's a highly processed carbohydrate, usually derived from GMO corn or wheat.
And it has no nutritional value.
None. It's used simply to bulk up the capsule.
Wow.
They might also use magnesium stearate as a lubricant for the machines, or titanium dioxide, to make the pill look bright, white, and appealing.
So it looks like a clean, perfect medicine.
Right. They press all of this into a hard, dense tablet, slap a glossy label on it, and ship it out.
And it just sits there.
It will sit on a shelf for 5 years without degrading, and every single pill will look microscopically identical.
Okay. I understand the economics of it.
Yeah.
I really do. They need uniformity to make money.
Yes.
But let's look at this biologically. If I am the consumer, and I buy that, and I swallow that pill, I am still getting the active ingredient right. Even if it has some binders in it, shouldn't that isolated chemical still do its job in my body?
That is the million-dollar question. And it is where human biology completely rejects industrial economics.
Oh, boy.
The short answer is no. It usually doesn't work efficiently.
Why not?
Because when you isolate one single chemical and strip away the hundreds of synergistics naturally found in the whole plant, the human body struggles to even recognize what it is looking at.
Okay, wait. Let's define synergistics, because that sounds like marketing jargon, but I know it's actual biochemistry.
It is very real chemistry.
What exactly is a synergistic?
Think of a living plant as a massive, complex symphony orchestra.
Okay, I like that.
A single plant doesn't just contain one chemical. It might contain 1,000 different compounds.
Like what kind of compounds?
Things like polyphenols, bioflavonoids, trace minerals, enzymes, volatile oils. They act as essential buffers, molecular transporters, and catalysts.
So they actually help the active ingredient work.
Yes. When the plant enters your digestive tract, those synergistic compounds physically bind to your cellular receptors. They act like a passcode telling the human cell, hey, this is food. Open up and let this active ingredient inside.
Wow. So without the passcode, without those cofactors, what happens to that cheap, isolated pill I just swallowed?
Well, your body's immune system and digestive tract inspect this highly isolated petroleum-processed chemical bound in maltodextrin.
And what does it say?
It essentially says, I don't have the cofactors to metabolize this. I don't recognize this as a whole food.
It sees it as foreign.
Exactly. Right. So it either stores it in fat tissue, which isn't great, or more commonly, it just flushes it right through your renal system.
So it just goes straight through you.
You get incredibly low cellular uptake. You are quite literally paying for very expensive, brightly colored urine.
That is wild. And honestly, a bit maddening when you think about how much money people spend trying to get well.
It is frustrating, for sure.
So if the industry standard intentionally strips away the unique, complex, living fingerprint of a plant for the sake of speed, how do we actually capture that fingerprint?
We have to look at different manufacturing methods.
Because at Eternal Wellness, Amber is seeing clients with real complex health challenges.
Yes, she is.
She needs tools that actually penetrate the cell wall and facilitate healing.
Exactly. And that contrast between the dead isolated chemical and the living complex fingerprint of a whole plant is precisely why Amber will not use mass market brands.
She just won't do it.
No. And that leads us directly to Standard Enzyme Company.
Okay, let's introduce SEC properly. Who are they? Because Standard Enzyme Company is not some faceless conglomerate operating out of a skyscraper.
Far from it.
They were founded over 35 years ago, back in 1987.
Sure does, yes.
And the origin story is really important here, I think. It was founded by a naturopath named James Haver.
Dr. Haver's personal background is basically the DNA of the company.
How so?
You really have to look at the circles he ran in during the 1960s to understand why SEC formulates the way they do today.
Who was he working with?
Dr. Haver worked very closely with a man named Dr. George Goodhart.
Okay. Goodhart is an absolute legend in holistic circles.
He really is.
He is the father of applied kinesiology.
Exactly. And for those listening who aren't familiar with that term, applied kinesiology, or AK, emerged in the 60s as a diagnostic system.
Okay.
It's based on the idea that the human nervous system and muscle function are intimately linked to the energetic and biochemical state of the internal organs.
So the muscles talk to the organs?
In a way, yes. Goodhart discovered that by testing muscle strength, like having a patient resist downward pressure on their arm while introducing various stimuli, the nervous system would respond instantly.
So like pushing down on an arm to see if it holds strong.
Right. A muscle would test weak if a substance was harmful or stressing the body, and it would test strong if the substance was beneficial.
I know it sounds a bit like science fiction if you've never experienced it personally.
It can definitely sound strange at first.
But it is based entirely on the bioelectric feedback loop of the nervous system.
Yes, it is measuring autonomic nervous system responses.
Mm-hmm.
And working with Goodhart completely altered Haver's trajectory.
It changed how he saw the body.
It made him realize that the body is an energetic electrical system, not just a plumbing system of tubes and chemicals.
Plumbing system? Yeah, that's how we usually treat it.
Right. This led Haver to deeply study homeopathy and electrodermal screening, or EDS.
Which is exactly what we use extensively at the clinic today.
Exactly. Haver realized that if you are going to use electrical and energetic testing to find out what the body needs, you cannot give the patient a dead synthetic chemical.
Because there's no energy left in it.
The nervous system just won't respond to it. He needed remedies that carried the true intact chemical and energetic complexity of nature.
That makes so much sense. Fast forward to today, under their current CEO, Sam Abakita, SEC, has expanded massively.
They have. They offer over 500 different products now.
But here's the crucial caveat for our listeners. SEC remains a strictly practitioner-only line.
Which is so important.
You cannot find their authentic products sitting next to the toothpaste at the grocery store.
No, you can't. And that exclusivity is a protective measure for the quality of the product.
But I want to play devil's advocate here for a second, because our clients are smart and they do their research.
Sure.
There are thousands of supplement manufacturers out there today. I mean, thousands.
Oh, yeah. The market is flooded.
And many of them have incredibly slick marketing, gorgeous minimalist packaging, huge Instagram followings.
Celebrity doctors endorsing them.
Yes, celebrity endorsements everywhere. So why did Eternal Wellness choose to partner with this relatively quiet company from a small town in Georgia?
Because honestly, we are entirely agnostic to marketing.
We don't care about the shiny labels?
Not at all. We only care about manufacturing. We partner with SEC because of how they make their products, not what kind of font they use on their labels.
The how is everything.
It is. Their entire corporate philosophy is holistic, meaning they formulate to treat the whole human frame, the mind and the spirit, concurrently.
That philosophy perfectly mirrors Amber's mission at the clinic.
It does. SEC does not cut corners to appease big box purchasing managers because they aren't selling to them.
Right. They don't have to worry about Walmart's margins.
Exactly. They are accountable only to clinicians, and clinicians demand one thing.
Tangible patient results.
Exactly.
So to really understand that how we have to get out of the boardroom and go into the laboratory, we have to look under the hood.
This is my favorite part.
And this brings us to the absolute centerpiece of this deep dive. We are going to explain a laboratory extraction process that is so labor-intensive, so meticulously slow, that 99% of supplement companies flat out refuse to do it.
They won't even touch it.
We're talking about the spagyric process.
The spagyric process. It is amazing.
And I have to admit, the first time I heard that word, I thought it sounded like something out of a fantasy novel.
A lot of people do.
It sounds like magic. But it is pure, rigorous, undeniable physical chemistry.
Very complex chemistry.
I want to spend a lot of time here. What is the spagyric extraction methodology? Let's make it clear up front. This isn't a metaphor. It isn't a tradition of just waving a wand over a plant.
Not at all. It is the ultimate expression of botanical alchemy. But it's heavily grounded in modern lab equipment and spectral analysis.
Real science.
Real science. The term spagyric actually comes from two Greek words. Spo, which means to tear open or separate, and agiro, which means to gather or recombine.
Separate and recombine.
Okay. The entire goal of the spagyric process is to take a raw plant, break it down into its absolute fundamental chemical components.
Which are what?
The oils, the water-soluble compounds, and the physical minerals.
Okay.
Then purify them and put them back together so that absolutely zero medicinal value is lost.
That is ambitious.
Yeah.
Let's walk through the steps because the mechanics of this are honestly mind-blowing.
Let's do it.
Step one, alcohol extraction. Walk me through what happens when a massive harvest of, say, raw dandelion root arrives at the SEC facility.
Okay, so they take that raw living plant material and place it into a highly specialized glass apparatus. It's often a variation of what's called a Soxhlet extractor.
Sounds fancy.
It is. And to pull the medicine out of the plant, they use organic alcohol as a solvent.
No, wait, why alcohol? Why not just boil it in water like a tea?
That is a great question. It comes down to polarity.
Polarity.
Yeah. Water is a great solvent, but it only extracts water-soluble compounds.
It leaves things behind.
It completely misses the volatile oils, the resins, and the fat-soluble vitamins inside the plant.
Okay.
Alcohol, on the other hand, is uniquely positioned chemically to dissolve and capture both the life essence, the volatile aromatic oils, and the water essence of the plant.
But wait a second. Heat is usually the enemy of nutrition, right?
Generally, yes.
Like if you boil a vegetable, you kill the enzymes. Are they boiling this alcohol?
They are boiling it, but this is where the specialized equipment comes in. They use a vacuum-sealed continuous extraction column.
A vacuum seal.
Yes. Because the pressure inside the glass column is manipulated, the alcohol boils at a remarkably low temperature.
How low are we talking?
It stays so cool that you could literally walk up to the glass machinery and comfortably rest your bare hand on it.
Wow, that is fascinating. So it's constantly washing over the herbs over and over, dissolving the compounds, but because it's cool, it's not cooking the plant.
Exactly. High heat denatures proteins. It unfolds them and ruins their shape.
It destroys them.
It destroys fragile enzymes too. So by using a low temperature vacuum extraction, SEC successfully pulls out all those complex organic compounds, the polyphenols, bioflavonoids, without damaging their delicate atomic structures.
Okay, so after days of this continuous washing, they drain off this beautiful, highly concentrated, dark liquid extract.
Yes.
They seal that liquid in a vat and preserve it. Now we move to step two, separation and calcination.
This is where things get really different.
This is the part that completely breaks from industry standard. In a normal manufacturing plant, what happens to the physical plant fiber, the roots and leaves that are left over after the liquid is drained?
Well, in standard herbal manufacturing, that leftover soggy fibrous matter is called the mark.
The mark, MARC.
Right. And universally, it is considered waste. It gets scooped out of the vats and thrown straight into a dumpster or a commercial compost bin.
They literally just throw it away.
Yes. They assume they got all the good stuff in the liquid.
But not in the spagyric process.
No, this is where it gets intense. In the spagyric process, they take that leftover mark and they place it into a specialized high-temperature kiln.
A kiln, like for pottery.
Very similar, yes.
Yes.
And they incinerate it. They heat it to hundreds of degrees until the plant matter combusts, burns through its carbon phase, and turns into pure, stark white ash.
Okay. Calcination.
Yes, that step is called calcination.
Okay, I have to push back hard on this.
Okay.
I understand low heat extraction to protect the plant, right?
Yeah.
We just talked about keeping the alcohol cool so we don't destroy enzymes.
Right.
But now you are telling me they take the plant fiber and throw it into a literal furnace at 800 degrees.
Yes, they do.
You are completely annihilating the organic matter. You are destroying it. How on earth can a pile of burnt ash be biologically useful to a human being?
I know it sounds counterintuitive, but to understand why the ash is the secret to the entire process, we have to talk about step three.
Which is unlocking the minerals.
Exactly. And to do that, we have to look at how a plant actually survives in the wild. Think about the root system of a plant in the soil.
Okay, I'm picturing roots in the dirt.
Dirt isn't just fluffy soil, it's full of tiny hard rocks and inorganic minerals.
Like calcium, magnesium, zinc, iron.
Right. A plant needs those minerals to grow, but it doesn't have teeth to chew rocks.
Well, obviously not.
So the root system teams up with a fungal network in the soil. The roots actually exude specialized acids and enzymes directly into the earth.
Into the dirt around them.
Yes. And these enzymes literally dissolve the solid rock minerals.
They melt the
That's
rocks.
essentially, yes. This is a process called chelation.
Chelation.
The plant metabolizes these dissolved inorganic rock minerals, pulls them up through its root system, and binds them to carbon molecules inside its own stem and leaves.
So it's basically eating the dissolved rock.
The plant has essentially taken a dead rock and turned it into a highly bioavailable organic mineral salt that a biological system can digest.
Okay, that makes sense. The plant is basically a mineral processing factory.
Exactly. Now remember the alcohol extraction we did in step one.
With low heat.
Yes, those heavy, dense mineral salts do not dissolve in alcohol.
Wait, so where are they?
They are physically trapped inside the tough cellulose fiber of the plant structure.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yes. When a standard mass market supplement company takes that leftover mark and throws it in the dumpster,
They're throwing away the minerals.
they are throwing away the entire mineral profile of the plant. They are throwing away the very zinc, magnesium, and trace minerals that the plant spent its entire life cycle painstakingly pulling from the earth.
That is tragic. They're throwing away the very cofactors we talked about earlier.
Precisely. They throw away the orchestra, but by taking that mark and placing it into a kiln for calcination, SEC burns away all the useless carbon and cellulose.
Because fire purifies.
Exactly. What is left behind crystallized in that white ash are the pure, heat-resistant, highly bioavailable mineral salts.
Because minerals don't burn.
Right. You haven't destroyed the minerals, you have liberated them from the fiber.
That is unbelievable. So now we have the preserved liquid extract full of the delicate volatile oils, and we have this purified ash containing all the heavy earth minerals.
Which brings us to step four, recombination.
Recombination, so putting it back together.
This is the final act of the chemistry. They take those purified mineral salts from the ash and they dissolve them back into the original liquid extract.
And I read that they do this under a very specific environment. They keep the vats under a nitrogen cover.
Yes, they do.
Why nitrogen?
Oxygen causes degradation. Think of an apple turning brown when you bite it and leave it on the counter.
Oh, right. That's oxidation.
Exactly. By replacing the oxygen in the vat with inert nitrogen gas, they prevent the delicate oils from oxidizing and going rancid.
That is so smart.
Under this nitrogen blanket, the ash and the liquid are vigorously shaken and homogenized. The minerals recombine with the oils and the water-soluble compounds, forming new, highly bioavailable ester compounds.
And the proof that this isn't just a fun story is in the actual chemical testing, right?
Absolutely. This is where modern spectral analysis comes in.
What does that show?
If you take a raw living plant straight out of the ground, put it in a mass spectrometer, and map its entire chemical fingerprint, you get a specific chart.
Okay.
If you map a standard alcohol extract, it's missing huge chunks of that chart. The minerals are gone.
Because they threw the mark away.
Right. But if you run a spectral analysis on a spagyric extract.
What happens?
The spectrum matches the living plant perfectly.
Wow.
You have successfully captured the entire living multidimensional profile of the plant inside a glass bottle.
Okay. I want to try an analogy to cement this for the listener. Tell me if this tracks.
Go for it.
It is the difference between drinking a cup of cheap freeze-dried instant coffee versus a slow, meticulous pour-over made with freshly ground single-origin beans.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Because both of them are legally allowed to be labeled coffee.
True.
They both contain the active ingredient of caffeine. But only the pour-over retains the volatile aromatic oils, the complex acids, the rich crema, and the true, deeply satisfying essence of the actual bean.
That is a flawless analogy, and your body is the ultimate judge of that difference.
Because it knows the difference.
It does. If we compare the spagyric process to any standard extraction method, the superiority is glaring.
Yeah.
A standard tincture leaves the minerals in the trash. A standard water tea loses the volatile oils to evaporation.
Only the spagyric process captures all three layers.
The oils, the water compounds, and the earth minerals. It provides a full spectrum product.
And your body recognizes it immediately as a whole food.
All the synergistics are intact and cellular absorption just skyrockets.
So if this is objectively, scientifically the best way to extract a plant,
yeah,
why isn't every company doing it?
Well,
like, why is SEC such an outlier here?
The answer to that brings us to our next major point, and it is the single biggest enemy of modern commerce.
Which is?
It requires an agonizing, almost incomprehensible amount of time.
Time. Always comes down to time. Let's talk about the reality of time and integrity. Massive corporate manufacturers measure their production cycles in hours, right?
Usually, yes. They want raw materials in the door on Monday and finish bottled products on shipping pallets by Tuesday.
So how long does the spagyric process take?
It is a massive disruption to standard manufacturing timelines. Certain standard enzyme products take 15 days, 20 days, or for some of their highly complex homeopathic isods, up to 60 days of constant continuous extraction and calcination just to yield a single batch.
60 days, 2 whole months just to process a single batch of herbs before it even goes into a bottle.
It's incredible.
That is the definition of choosing integrity over speed.
Almost no major supplement company is willing to invest that kind of floor space, specialized equipment, or human labor.
It just doesn't scale.
It simply does not scale for the demands of mass market retail. You cannot satisfy the inventory algorithms of a national pharmacy chain if your product takes 2 months to synthesize.
But SEC does it anyway.
They do.
And this leads us right back to the central anchor of our conversation today. The philosophy that Amber built Eternal Wellness around.
That two bottles labeled the exact same aren't really the same supplement.
Exactly. A plant changes based on its season, the soil, the rainfall, and the harvest.
And by taking weeks to process the herb rather than violently crushing it in a few hours, SEC allows the unique seasonal and soil characteristics of that specific localized harvest to fully express themselves.
They aren't rushing it.
No. They are not forcing the plant to conform to an artificial, predetermined factory standard. They are allowing the plant's true current biological state to be captured.
But I'm going to push back again on the business side of this.
Okay, lay it on me.
We live in a society that is addicted to Amazon Prime. We want overnight shipping, instant gratification, rapid scale. Isn't taking 2 months to make a batch of supplements just fundamentally terrible business?
Well, from a strict capitalist perspective, it sounds like a logistical nightmare.
Right. If your goal is volume, it's a terrible idea.
If your goal is to be a billionaire CEO of a publicly traded conglomerate, yes, it is bad business. But it is the ultimate marker of integrity for a healthcare provider.
Integrity, yeah.
It is a conscious, deliberate choice to prioritize cellular uptake over speed to market.
Which is what really matters.
When Amber is sitting across from a client at Eternal Wellness who is struggling with chronic fatigue or a distressed immune system, she does not care about SEC's quarterly profit margins.
She just wants them to get better.
She cares deeply about whether that client's cells are actually going to absorb the medicine she is recommending.
That is the core of it, which is exactly why they are a practitioner-only line, because clinical practitioners demand results, not just pretty shelf inventory.
And this uncompromising stance on the time it takes to make the product naturally bleeds into an incredibly rigid stance on the purity of the product.
That is a perfect segue into our next area, quality and purity standards.
Mm.
Because SEC holds to some of the absolute highest, most heavily audited purity standards in the industry.
They really do. This is what practitioner grade strictness actually looks like.
Tell me more about that.
They spend millions of dollars purely on research, formulation, testing, and microscopic analysis to ensure that every compound is perfectly bioavailable.
Give me an example of that strictness.
A great example of this is their micronized silver.
Well, let's talk about the silver.
Yeah.
Colloidal silver is incredibly popular right now. You can buy it everywhere.
People use it constantly for immune support.
But I read some research showing that a lot of commercial silver is essentially useless or even dangerous. Why is that?
It comes down to particle size. Silver is a heavy metal.
Okay.
If a supplement company produces colloidal silver, but the actual silver particles are too large, the human cell cannot absorb them.
So they just float around.
They just bounce off the cell membrane. Even worse, if they are too large, the body's macrophages, the cleanup crew of the immune system, can't easily process them out.
And what happens then?
The silver can begin to accumulate in the body's tissues, which is bad.
So it's not just about knowing that silver has antimicrobial properties. It's about the physical geometry of the dose.
Precisely. SEC's professional-level micronized silver undergoes intense processing and laser particle analysis.
Laser analysis just for silver?
Yes. To ensure that the particle size is microscopically small enough to be fully 100% bioavailable.
So it can actually get into the cell.
It can cross cellular membranes effortlessly. Furthermore, their formulation is so stable that it doesn't require refrigeration, it isn't degraded by standard sunlight, and it doesn't fall out of suspension.
That level of precision takes immense laboratory resources.
It's a huge investment.
And again, this circles back to exclusivity. You are not going to find these authentic SEC bottles sold by random, unverified third-party sellers on the internet.
And they are never pressed with cheap fillers to meet some big box store's mandated price point.
If a bottle costs a certain amount at our clinic, it is because it took up to 60 days of spagyric processing calcination and rigorous micron level testing to create it.
Exactly. And I think it's vital to frame this properly. We are explaining these standards to celebrate the reality of true medicine.
Right. We are not here to trash every other company or induce panic.
I completely agree. We aren't saying everything else is poison. We are simply acknowledging what it physically and chemically takes to make a product that a stressed human body can actually utilize.
A supplement is only as good as its bioavailability.
If a company uses cheap binders or isolates a compound without its mineral synergistics, the body just flushes it out.
Like we talked about earlier.
But because SEC guarantees purity and a full spectrum extract when a client takes it, their body's intelligence says, I recognize this complex structure. I know exactly how to unfold this protein and absorb these nutrients.
It's like the body breathes a sigh of relief.
Exactly.
Because SEC possesses this incredibly high level of chemical precision, this spagyric capability. They are able to create highly specialized formulas that go far, far beyond your standard daily multivitamin.
Yes, they are.
And that brings us to one of the most fascinating and complex things they produce. Let's talk about phenolic isotopes.
Oh, this is a remarkable area of cellular science.
Okay, I am going to need you to put on your professor hat and break this down for us.
I can do that.
Because I guarantee that a vast majority of our listeners have never heard the phrase phenolic isotopes in their entire lives.
It's definitely a niche term.
Let's start at the very beginning. What on earth is a phenolic?
Let's ground it in simple chemistry first. Phenolics or phenols are naturally occurring aromatic compounds.
Okay.
At a molecular level, a phenol consists of a 6-carbon benzene ring attached to a hydroxyl group.
Okay, pretend I am 5 years old. Benzene rings.
Fair enough. In plain English, phenolics are the organic chemical compounds responsible for producing the vibrant colors, the distinct flavors, and the strong odors in all plants, animals, and even pollens.
Okay, so the specific compound that makes a strawberry look red?
Or makes pine needles smell like pine.
Or makes a flower smell sweet. Those are phenolics.
Exactly. They are nature's sensory compounds. Plants primarily use them as a defense mechanism to deter insects or protect against UV radiation.
But how does this relate to us taking a supplement?
Here is the catch for human beings.
Yeah.
Because phenolics are so deeply ubiquitous in our food supply and our environment, these specific carbon rings are often the hidden underlying cause of severe allergic sensitivities or polysystemic symptoms.
Polysystemic symptoms, that is a heavy medical term. What does that actually look like for a client walking into our clinic?
Polysystemic means it affects multiple systems of the body simultaneously.
So not just a runny nose.
No. Imagine a client who comes in with brain fog, joint pain, digestive bloating, and random skin hives all at once.
They might think they have 10 different diseases.
Exactly. But often it is a single immune trigger.
How does that happen?
Here's how it happens. If someone has a compromised gut barrier, partially digested food particles enter the bloodstream.
Where they shouldn't be.
Right. The immune system sees these particles, zeroes in on the specific phenolic ring within them, and flags it as a dangerous invader.
Even if it's just from a strawberry.
The immune system launches a massive inflammatory cascade.
So people aren't necessarily allergic to wheat as a whole or tree pollen as a whole?
Exactly. They are hypersensitive to the specific microscopic phenolic ring contained within that wheat or within that pollen.
That changes everything.
It does. Sometimes people's immune systems even start reacting to the phenolics inside their own body's hormones or neurotransmitters.
That is terrifying.
Right.
Your body attacking its own serotonin because of a chemical ring.
It happens more often than you'd think.
Okay, so if a client's immune system is highly sensitized and overreacting to these phenolics, what is a phenolic isote and how does it help?
A phenolic isote, like an acetaldehyde isote, a quercetin isote, or a serotonin isote, is a highly specific homeopathic preparation.
Wait, I'm gonna stop you right there. Homeopathy.
I know.
The moment people hear that word, a lot of them immediately think, oh, that's just snake oil. It's just a drop of something diluted in a gallon of water until there is nothing left.
It is a very common and valid pushback.
So explain the physics to me. How is this actual science?
Standard pharmacology operates on a biochemical level. A drug forces a chemical reaction by binding to a receptor and blocking it.
Like an antihistamine.
Right. Homeopathy operates on a biophysical and energetic level. It is based on the principle of hormesis.
Hormesis, what is that?
It's a well-documented biological phenomenon where a high dose of a toxin causes harm, but a microdose of that exact same substance stimulates the body's repair mechanisms.
Like cures like.
Exactly. An isote is created by taking the exact offending phenolic ring and diluting it through a rigorous rhythmic process called succussion.
Succussion.
Yes, this process imprints the energetic and structural signature of the phenolic into the water memory. These products are what we call normalizers.
How does a normalizer differ from, say, an over-the-counter allergy pill?
An over-the-counter antihistamine is a chemical blocker. It forcefully suppresses your immune system.
It just shuts the system down.
Right. It dries up your mucous membranes, makes you drowsy, and masks the symptom while the underlying sensitivity remains.
The fire's still burning, you just can't feel it.
Exactly. A phenolic isote doesn't force a chemical block. It provides an energetic informational signal to the nervous
It's
system.
information, not force.
Right. It essentially introduces the signature of the allergen in a safe microdose format, helping the body naturally desensitize. It teaches the immune system to stop overreacting.
I love that concept. Instead of taking a massive pharmaceutical sledgehammer to a symptom and knocking the patient out and isoed, is like handing the body's immune system a microscopic blueprint.
That is a brilliant way to conceptualize it.
You are politely asking the nervous system to recalibrate its own internal thermostat.
You are providing the body with the exact data it needs to realize that the strawberry or the pollen is not an actual threat.
Which is true healing.
It is. And what is truly remarkable is that Standard Enzyme Company is one of the very few manufacturers in the entire world that carries a full comprehensive line of these phenolic isotes.
Which is a massive reason why Eternal Wellness partners with them.
Absolutely.
Amber sees clients who have been to five different specialists with these incredibly complex cascading polysystemic sensitivities.
They've tried everything.
And having access to SCC's specific isotes gives her a highly refined tool to address the root energetic cause of the sensitivity rather than just throwing steroids at the symptoms.
It empowers the practitioner to facilitate true healing.
So Standard Enzyme goes to these incredible agonizing lengths. 60-day spagyric extractions kill into calcination advanced homeopathy. They treat the living plant with absolute reverence.
They do.
But how does Eternal Wellness ensure that the right, highly complex product gets into the hands of the right client?
Well, that is the crucial bottleneck of holistic medicine.
Right, because you can possess the greatest, purest tool in the world, but if you apply it to the wrong biological problem, it yields zero results.
Exactly. And this brings us to the most unique part of our practice.
This is the Eternal Wellness difference. This is what Amber has meticulously built here.
It really is special.
Let's detail the clinics process because it is entirely unique. Every single Standard Enzyme product that we carry on our shelves is digitally loaded directly into our clinical software system.
And it is not just loaded once as some generic static file.
No. And I want to emphasize this point heavily for the listener. Every single time a new shipment, a new batch arrives from Georgia, we update our software system.
Every single time.
Why do we do that? We are going right back to our core anchor.
Because we know the biological truth. The plant changes from harvest to harvest.
A batch of dandelion root harvested during a torrential rainy spring is going to possess a slightly different energetic frequency and chemical profile than a batch of dandelion root harvested during a dry, arid autumn.
Exactly. The product changes, so our data has to change.
So let's walk the listener through the actual client experience.
Yeah.
Imagine a client sits down in the chair in Amber's office.
Okay.
Amber brings out the computerized electrodermal stress scan, or the EDS scan. Mm-hmm. What is physically and scientifically happening during this scan?
The EDS scan is an incredible piece of biofeedback technology. It is rooted in the work of Dr. Reinhold Voll from the 1950s. The machine measures the galvanic skin response, the electrical conductance of the skin, at specific acupressure points on the hands and feet.
Galvanic skin response. Is that similar to the technology used in a polygraph, like a lie detector test?
The underlying physics are very similar, yes.
Wow.
Your nervous system operates electrically. When you are stressed, the microelectrical resistance of your skin changes instantly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Everything in the universe, including human organs and botanical extracts, emits a specific energetic frequency. The EDS scan introduces a microscopic, imperceptible microcurrent into the body's energetic pathways or meridians.
So the client holds a brass rod in one hand to complete the electrical circuit.
Right.
And Amber uses a stylus probe on the acupoint of the other hand.
Correct. The software then digitally outputs the energetic frequencies of various stressors, like phenolics, toxins, or pathogens, to identify where the body's meridians are experiencing resistance or imbalance.
It's mapping the stress.
Once the stress is identified, the software then introduces the digital frequencies of different supplements to see how the nervous system responds.
It's looking for a resonance. It's looking for the specific frequency that brings that stressed meridian line back into electrical balance.
Yes. But here is the absolute magic of Amber's protocol at Eternal Wellness.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
When a client's body resonates with a specific product during the EDS scan, they are not matching to a generic theoretical idea in a database.
They aren't matching to an abstract concept of vitamin C.
No.
Let me stop you and make sure I have this completely 100% clear.
Okay.
Are you telling me that the computer isn't just saying, hey, this person probably needs some vitamin C?
All right. It's not guessing.
It is literally telling Amber this person's nervous system intimately resonates with this exact physical bottle of vitamin C that is currently sitting on the wooden shelf in the other room.
That is exactly what it is saying.
That is wild.
Because Eternal Wellness updates the software with the energetic signature of every single new batch that arrives from SEC, the computer is testing the client against the precise frequency of that specific seasonal harvest.
That honestly gives me chills.
It is precision medicine. That level of meticulous tracking completely removes the guesswork.
There is absolutely no gap, no translation error between what showed up on the digital scan and what physically ends up in the client's hand.
Think about the journey of that frequency.
Yeah.
The frequency of that specific plant was grown in the soil in Georgia. It survived the 60-day spagyric extraction. It survived the kiln calcination.
It was bottled, shipped to South Carolina, digitally mapped into our software.
And then perfectly electrically matched to the unique dynamic needs of a human being sitting in a chair in our clinic.
It is the ultimate honoring of biological individuality. You are taking a highly unique living human being and pairing them with a highly unique living plant extract.
And that profound connection brings us full circle to why we care about this so deeply in the first place.
Let's return to our central anchor one final time.
The undeniable truth of nature.
Two batches of the same herb are never truly the exact same product. The living plant is constantly adapting.
The seasons change. The microbiome of the soil shifts. The rainfall varies.
Therefore, the extraction will always vary. That is not a flaw in the system. That is the beautiful biological truth of life on Earth.
And Standard Enzyme Company honors that biological truth in the laboratory.
They don't strip the plant of its identity.
They don't force it into a standardized petroleum-laced synthetic box. They utilize the rigorous spagyric process to capture the plant exactly as it is in that moment of time.
Retaining all of its complex synergistics, its volatile oils, and its vital earth minerals.
And we here at Eternal Wellness honor that exact same truth in the clinic.
We honor it by how painstakingly we batch match our clients to their bottles. We don't just guess based on generic symptom lists or WebMD searches.
We use the EDS scan to let the client's own nervous system tell us exactly which harvest, which specific frequency it needs to find balance today.
This overarching philosophy, from the manufacturer's kiln all the way to the practitioner's desk, it provides clients with an incredibly profound sense of trust.
It really does. When our clients understand this behind-the-scenes process, when they realize we aren't just handing them a cheap pill loaded with maltodextrin, they know that every single step has been handled with absolute reverence.
It completely elevates the experience. It's no longer just popping a vitamin. It is actively participating in an ancient holistic cycle of wellness.
It shifts the entire paradigm of what a supplement is meant to be. It is not a drug. It is concentrated nature.
Perfectly said. Now, as we begin to wrap up this deep dive, it is incredibly crucial that we properly frame how these powerful botanical tools fit into a person's overall healthcare journey.
Very important.
We need to do some honest framing and cover our compliance because words matter in healthcare.
Absolutely essential. Supplements, even spagyric extracts and isodes, as powerful and pure as SCCs, are designed to support the body's natural functions. Yes. They do not diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. That is a strict regulatory fact. But more importantly, it is a foundational, holistic truth.
The supplement does not do the healing.
Exactly. The human body is the ultimate healer.
The supplement merely provides the pure, recognizable raw materials and the energetic blueprints that the body utilizes to do its own profound repair work.
That is the core tenet of our clinic.
And at Eternal Wellness, we want to remind every listener that Amber, acting as a board-certified nurse coach, expertly guides every single recommendation.
She is with you every step of the way.
We work alongside your existing medical and healthcare team. We never work instead of them.
Standard Enzyme is a brilliant, unparalleled tool, but it is just one tool in a much bigger, comprehensive, holistic toolbox.
That toolbox includes your daily diet, your lifestyle choices, your emotional health trauma processing, and yes, conventional allopathic medicine when it is necessary.
It is all about building a bridge between traditional holistic practices and comprehensive modern wellness.
So before we sign off and let you get back to your day, I want to leave you, the listener, with a provocative thought, something to chew on as you look at your own health journey.
I love leaving people with something to think about.
We have spent this entire hour talking about how the soil, the weather, and the season fundamentally change the chemical makeup of a plant.
The plant is constantly adapting to its environment to survive.
It is in a constant dynamic state of flux.
So if the plant changes with the seasons,
how might your own body's internal seasons require a completely different approach to wellness today than they did a year ago?
That's good.
If you are a living, dynamic biological system, just like that dandelion root, you cannot expect the exact same static health protocol to work for you forever.
Your body changes. Your stress levels change. Your environment changes.
And your support system needs to dynamically change with it.
That is a beautiful and challenging thought. It encourages continuous self-awareness and adaptation rather than settling into a stagnant, repetitive routine.
Exactly. Listen to your body's seasons. Well, thank you so much for joining us at the kitchen table today.
It's been a great conversation.
Whether you are a long-time existing client who just wanted to know a little bit more about the science inside those glass bottles in your cabinet, or, you know, a prospective client looking for a completely new root cause approach to your health, we warmly invite you to reach out to us.
We would love to meet you.
Come visit us at Eternal Wellness right here in Inman, South Carolina. Come sit in the chair, experience an EDS scan for yourself.
Stay well, everyone.